Catch, written by Cephalogod and read by K-Burb. This is a BatFam fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the sibling relationship between Dick and Jason, as well as mentioned Alfred Pennyworth, and is part two of Flying Lessons, a series that is not especially chronological and can be read as a collection of standalone stories. Relevant author's notes. This is at least canon adjacent specifically to Nightwing Year One and a little bit Robin Year One, because the former is just my default characterization for these dorks, and this was pretty directly inspired by a panel from the latter. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. What if I'm far from home? Oh, brother, I will hear you call. What if I lose it all? It was weird being back in the cave. Most of it was exactly what he remembered, all the computers and scientific instruments, the trophies and training equipment, but there were little changes that made the whole thing feel a little uncanny. Upgraded gear laid out for repairs or maintenance, smaller pieces of equipment that had been moved around, little things like an unfamiliar sweatshirt and a new coffee mug sitting around. The whole effect was vaguely disorienting. Dick did his best to push all of that aside, idly picking at some of the gear sitting on the prototype workbench while he waited for Jason. At least he could be almost positive he wouldn't have to interact with Bruce. Alfred hadn't offered much detail for exactly what Batman was up to this weekend, but it was apparently big enough to keep him thoroughly occupied, giving Alfred the opportunity to gently suggest that Dick come for a visit, both so Alfred could see him and so he could spend some time with Jason. Considering no amount of stubborn obstinance on Dick's part was ever going to stand up to Alfred, here he was. Alfred may also have promised crab stuffed mushrooms for dinner, because the man was not afraid to play dirty. There was a small collection of batarangs spread out on the work table. Nothing about them was obviously different from the ones Dick remembered, but maybe Bruce was just messing with the composition again in his eternal quest for perfection. Dick picked up two and inspected them, absently testing the weight and balance. They felt the same as always to him, though in fairness it had been a bit since he actually used proper batarangs. He smiled lightly, grabbed another one, and idly started juggling them in a wide, easy loop. Good to know the important skills hadn't faded with disuse. Dick decisively did not startle when he heard a voice behind him on the stairs. Apparently, the kid had been practicing his stealth. What are you doing? Without losing the rhythm, Dick swiveled in place to face Jason. Practicing, he said breezily. He let two of the batarangs fall into his hand and, without looking, flicked the other towards the training dummies. It didn't quite hit the bullseye, unfortunately, but it did get pretty close, which was a relief, since he was sure if he had missed entirely, Jason would never have let him live it down. For your big debut as a party clown? Jason asked with a smirk. Guess you've already got the costume. He made a gesture with his hands up from his neck, presumably indicating the collar of Dick's Nightwing suit, which, rude. First of all, Dick pointed one of the batarangs at him and then drew his arm back, broadly telegraphing his movement before he tossed it lightly. Jason startled a little, but recovered quickly and caught the batarang easily enough. Being a clown is a perfectly respectable profession anywhere that isn't Gotham. I know plenty of clowns who are good, hardworking people. Second of all, Dick raised his remaining batarang and tossed that one too. Jason was more prepared this time and spun the batarang between his fingers in a little flourish after he caught it, grinning. I don't think the kid dressed as a human traffic light gets to judge anyone else's suit. That's your costume, Jason started indignantly, but Dick just talked over him and kept going. And third of all, he grabbed one more batarang off the table and held it up, wiggling it back and forth without making any move to throw it. I can teach you if you want. Part of the non-Batman training curriculum. Probably not remotely what Jason had in mind when Dick offered to teach him things Batman wouldn't, but not everything had to be serious vigilante training, and Dick did like the idea of having a chance to share a little part of his old life, before Bruce and Batman and Robin. Anxiety flickered very briefly across Jason's face before it scrunched up in a defensive scowl as he set aside the batarangs he was holding and crossed his arms over his chest, side-eyeing the projectile in Dick's hand. "Not with these, obviously," Dick clarified, dropping the batarang back on the table and moving to rummage through one of the drawers. "I am not explaining to Alfred why we have to go to the ER to sew your finger back on." He found a few slightly worse for wear tennis balls stuffed in among the various odds and ends they use for training exercises and held them up as a heads up before tossing them to Jason underhanded one after another. Jason was still frowning, but he did unfold his arms and catch all of them. "When am I ever going to need to know how to juggle?" he asked, looking like he would rather throw the ball he was holding at Dick's face than anything else. "Probably never. Although, in Gotham, you never know." It wasn't like it would be the weirdest thing any of them had ever had to do for their night job. Gotham was a unique city. More importantly, it's good practice for reflexes and coordination and timing. A bad guy is probably never going to challenge you to a push-up competition either, but there's still benefits to doing them, you know? "That actually makes a lot of sense," Jason conceded. Well, he didn't need to sound quite so begrudging about it. "Of course it does," Dick said rightly. "I'm full of wisdom, and you should listen to me." "You're full of something." Jason rolled his eyes hugely and did, in fact, throw the ball at Dick's face with surprising force, although not hard enough that Dick couldn't catch it before it clocked him in the nose, and not hard enough to stop him from elaborating. "Wisdom, talent, good ideas, joie de vivre." He deliberately over-exaggerated his accent on the French, waving his empty hand theatrically. Jason hefted one of the other tennis balls as a threat, and Dick laughed, tossing him the one he was holding and turning back to the table. "Besides, you said you wanted to beat all my records," he continued, collecting up more of the batarangs and starting another easy loop with them. "My record for these is 5. After that, I always seem to lose track of one of them." He heard Jason make a vaguely affirmative, thoughtful noise and caught a flash of a grin right before a fuzzy yellow projectile interrupted his careful rhythm, making him scramble to not slice his damn hand, or face, or foot open. He refused to acknowledge the strangled noise he may or may not have made, although judging from Jason's cackling, he was definitely not going to do the same. Although the way he yelped when Dick tossed a deliberately aimed wide batarang back at him was also pretty funny. So maybe they would just call it even and not mention either that, or they would end up playing projectile tag until something or someone got broken. The end. End notes. This definitely doesn't end with any broken equipment or anyone needing first aid. They're fine. Hiding injuries and or things you broke from your adults is a critical part of sibling relationships anyway. It's a bonding experience. Jason does eventually learn to juggle and then proceeds to practice a single-minded determination in an attempt to manage 6 and beat Dick because he is motivated by like 80% pure spite and maybe also just a little wanting to impress Dick, but this directly references Nightwing Year 1, specifically the bit at the end where Jason says he's going to break all of Dick's records, and Robin Year 1, specifically Dick juggling batarangs like a normal child, and the bit about crab stuffed mushrooms, both of which will be linked in my AO3 post, if I can remember. That's K-Burb speaking, sorry. Back to the author's note. With a little bit of the 2021 Nightwing annual in the form of Alfred encouraging Dick to spend time with Jason when Bruce isn't around, because if DC can remix backstories whenever they want, so can I. The end for real this time. Thanks, bye.